24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Welcome to another edition of Bashani Magazine. I'm your host, Benny Randa Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Benny the Voice. And we have another extraordinary show. And I want to thank you for allowing me into your hearts and your homes. Like always, we bring you entrepreneurs who are making a change, who are adding value to people's lives. And just like all our other powerful episodes, this is even more powerful. I want you to meet Markwell Russell. Starting from very humble beginnings, Markwell Russell is now the secret weapon for coaches, consultants, experts, and service providers who want to automate their lead generation, attract high-paying clients, and scale their business to six figures per year or even six figures per month. His specialty is creating automated client attraction systems that have leads and clients coming to you on a daily basis, so you never have to worry about getting new business in the door. He's known for delivering the highest returns on investment to his clients, upward of 1,110.76%. When he isn't traveling the world with his family, watching cartoons with his two youngest kids, or empowering inner city at-risk youth, Markwell now spends his working time helping clients apply his time-tested and proven methods designed to help them build their business in a way that allows them to have true time and financial freedom. Wow. Mr. Markwell, Mr. Russell, how are you doing, sir?
I am fantastic, Mr. Randall. Thank you so much for having me here, man. I'm blessed to be here with you.
Absolutely, man. We want to jump right into this. Before we get started, just want to make sure this episode is sponsored in part by NYCVirtualOffice.com. If you need your virtual office, if you need your regular mail office, they are the people you need to contact. That's NYCVirtualOffice.com and BuddyGab.com. When you need a friend to talk to, because you can't talk to me, I want you to go over to BuddyGab.com, BuddyGab.com. And we want to thank them for helping us provide powerful content for you to absorb and embrace. Mr. Russell, before we get started, I always like to find out, what was the glory before your story, sir?
So before I got into where I am now, I grew up, you know, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up in a drug-infested environment. My mom raised me and my two sisters by herself. And even at this young age, I wanted to grow up and be rich. I didn't think about wealthy. I just wanted to be rich. I wanted to have more because where I'm from, it was a lot of lack. Like, even if we ask somebody for a dollar to go to the candy lady, we'd hear things like, hey, we don't have, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, I'm broke. And even at a young age, I could never figure out how someone could work all week, because I always said they was at work, and still be broke, not even enough to give us a dollar to candy. I didn't understand it as a young mind. So I knew I wanted more. I knew I didn't want to grow up with my family, have to rely on food stamps and stuff like that. So one thing led to another, because I knew I wanted to go to the NBA or the NFL. You know, that was the only way I saw out. But I had a long way to go before I can get there. So I saw my cousins, they were selling drugs at a young age. So I got on the streets early, started selling drugs. I ended up dropping out of high school when I was in 10th grade. And then when I dropped out of high school, one thing leads to another when you're in the street. So I ended up going to jail back and forth. I had my first son when I was 19. Well, yeah, 19. And I was in jail when he was born, which is unfortunate. But a couple things happened at that point. At that point, I knew that if I didn't get out and do something different, I was going to end up being absent in my son's life, just like my dad was in my life. So I said, you know what? And I turned 19 in jail. I was like, okay, this is a very interesting birthday. So I got out and I said, I'm going to try this job thing. So I went and got a job. A buddy of mine got me a job changing oil and tires on 18-wheelers at this place called Petro here in Atlanta. I worked there about 2 weeks, but I used to be covered in oil every day. And I looked at the price list one day, and I saw that every hour they made $300 off of what I did, and I got paid $8 an hour. And I was like, okay, where I'm from, that's called pimping. So I said, you know what? I can figure out how to make $8 an hour at home. So I was like, I went back into the street. But with this time while I was in the street, I kind of had a slight shift. I was like, okay, the money that I'm making, I need to start a business, right? I started an entertainment company. I didn't rap, I didn't do beats, but I always knew how to influence others, and I knew understood leadership. I didn't know it was leadership, but people followed me at a young age, and I was kind of always enterprising. So I started an entertainment company because I grew up listening to guys like Master P and stuff like that. And then I started an entertainment company, started hosting clubs in Atlanta, things of that nature. I didn't really know what the entertainment business was. I didn't know what club promotions was. I just saw opportunity there. Guys were introducing me to opportunities, and I'm the person, I just take advantage of an opportunity. So I dove in, started having some success, and while hanging out in the club one night, a guy walks up to me and pitches me on this thing, telling me how I can make all this type of money off of people paying the cell phone bill. So I said, okay, this sounds interesting. So I went to the meeting, and then at this meeting, they were talking about you can join this thing, and all you got to do is get two, and then get two, and they'll get two, and they'll get two, and then before you know, you're making all this money, traveling, beaches of the world, all this type of stuff. So I said, okay, I'm in. So I dove in with $500. I got in, and I was like, okay, all I got to do is get two people. I know I can get two people. I know a lot of people. This is my city. People started telling me I was in a pyramid scheme, that I had got tricked into something, and I'm like, okay, I got it. But I had showed it to my mom, and my mom was like, this could work if you put some effort into it. So I dove in, I put some effort into it. People telling me I was crazy. They didn't matter really join like I wanted to. I went to an event and saw other black people who looked like me who was having success. And I said, okay, these are real smart people. There's thousands of them. Maybe they could have tricked me, but they couldn't have tricked all of these people. So I came out of this event. I don't know what happened, but I started having some success. But my business plateaued because I didn't really know how to attract people to me. I only understood how to reach out to people, you know, talking to people in the malls and stuff like that they were telling me to do. And I was terrified of talking to strangers and doing public speaking and stuff like that. So I was introduced to online marketing, where I can actually do marketing in a specific way, where I attracted people to me. And people started reaching out to me wanting what I had. So people started reaching out to me. My business started growing in the network marketing field, and I started hitting top ranks in companies. People started reaching out to me, asking me what I was doing and how I was growing my business. So I started speaking at events and stuff like that after a lot of personal development, obviously. So after I did that, people start wanting to hire me for coaching and things of that nature. And I didn't really know coaching was a thing at that point. But people start paying me, and I started saying that was a whole industry in itself. And I started saying that I was really passionate about doing it. I had got really good at automating this whole process of taking a complete stranger from just scrolling online and social media to actually becoming a high-paying client. So people start paying me really good money to do that. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start on our own business just doing that. So that's when we branched off and started doing coaching, where we coach people on how to do the process. And then we bolted on the agency piece of the business, where now we come in, we build out the automated systems for business owners. We help them with the marketing. We help them with the lead generation, with the whole closing process. And, and I just really found my whole purpose in life and what really fires me up through that whole journey. And that's what brings me, I'm speaking to you right here right now.
Very, very powerful. I want to backtrack for a second. Tell my listeners what's the most important aspect you have found that attracts people to your idea.
The biggest thing I think that attracts people to your idea is your level. It's two things: your level of confidence when you're talking about what you're talking about. Because when your level of confidence, you could be talking about something that you don't even really know much about, but people are buying to it just because your level of confidence. So that's number one. And then number two, your authenticity. So a lot of people, especially in the online digital realm, a lot of people are so busy trying to be something who they aren't. Like for me, when I first came online, coming from the network marketing space, I thought I had to be in a suit. I thought I had to be dressed down to the teeth. And I know that like people see you, Mr. Round, they know that's your thing. That's you all day long.
All day long, brother.
All day long, right?
That's me.
But me, and some people get caught up trying to be like you, but they don't know that's your thing, right? Me, I'll get in a suit or a blazer if I need to, but me, I'd rather get a polo button down or whatever. And it wasn't until I started being authentic in that, that's when people was like, okay, I really like this guy. But when I was trying to be everybody else, then that's what kind of wore me down. And it was like, okay, people can tell when you're really coming from a place of authenticity. So number one, I would say confidence. And number two, authenticity.
Very, very powerful. And that's a good analogy there, because it was the same with me. I come from a place back in the music business, and I used to dress like you dress now. But, you know, this is who I really was. You understand? So I can appreciate you discovering who you were, which created the environment to get the type of business you wanted right now. So I can appreciate that. So let us move a little deeper in here, because, you know, the online spectrum is humongous, and there's a lot. Everybody's an entrepreneur, but 95% of them ain't making money. They just got the title. What do you find people are doing wrong? And I think you already hit on two of them, and that's the confidence level and the authenticity of who they are. But new entrepreneurs, what are they lacking that, you know, because people believe, Mr. Russell, that you write a book and everybody gonna buy your book, you're gonna be rich tomorrow. It doesn't happen that way. There's a lot of work. You know, people always say read Think and Grow Rich. I always tell them the think part and the grow rich, it's the and what's the most important part of it. It's what you do in between those that makes the difference. All right.
True.
What do you find most entrepreneurs? Because there's tons of online entrepreneurs, but they ain't making no revenue.
True. I think it's three things. Number one is that most new entrepreneurs, they're doing more learning than implementation. So I tell people that you should have two buckets. And for every bucket you fill of information, for every hour you invest into a consumer information, you should be applying 2 hours into implementing that information. So a lot of people are just learning. They're reading Think and Grow Rich. They're reading this book. They're reading that book. So we'll use Think and Grow Rich. A lot of people read Think and Grow Rich and don't even realize that in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill gives you several exercises to do, like writing your definite major purpose, you know, doing those different exercises. Mm-hmm. Most people read through the whole book and don't do any of the exercises. Like, the man ain't just, some people read the book and they're like, well, it didn't work for me. Well, did you do any of the exercises? They're like, what exercises? They're like, exactly. So that's number one. Most people are just learning. Like, knowing something is not the same as actually, you know, you got to actually apply stuff to learn. I tell my kids all the time, just because you hear something, just because I tell you something, don't mean you know it. Don't mean you've learned it. You know you've learned it by you doing something different, a new action to take. That's how you know you've learned it. So I would say that's number one. Number two is most entrepreneurs are generalists. So they're generalizing. They want to be everything to everybody. They say, Marquell, well, I don't want to be, I don't want to leave anybody out. I'm good at this. I'm good at that. I always tell them it's like being bruh man but a hustle man on Martin. Well, hustle man opens up one side of his jacket, he got all this stuff. On the other side of his jacket, he got all this stuff. So most entrepreneurs, they're generalists. They're like, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm a master of none. Like that's something really cool to brag about when it's really not. People who make the most money are specialists. So if you think about a doctor, a general physician makes about 120 grand a year. But a brain surgeon makes about 500,000. The difference is the brain surgeon is a specialist. So he makes way more money. He works less. He has more fun doing what he's doing. And it's a different experience just because somebody decided to specialize. And that was the biggest thing for me, because especially as an entrepreneur, we're creative. We know a lot of things. We're good at a lot of things. But when we narrow it down, who we want to work with, who's our ideal client, how we can serve at the highest level. So for me, I know that I like to work with people who sell like premium price stuff. So like coaches, consultants, service providers who want to get more qualified sales calls. That's like our ideal client because we can help them scale fast. Now, does that block out other people who may be in other businesses? Probably so. But great marketing, it attracts the people you want to work and it repels the people you don't want. So if I was to narrow it down to just those two things, it's actually learning way more than implementing. And then the other thing is actually not specializing, just being a generalist. Because those are the two biggest things that I see hindering most entrepreneurs.
Very, very powerful. Let's move forward to clicks and clients. One of your products. Explain to my listeners the difference between selling online and selling offline, because I think some people have it confused that, you know, that you have to use the same exact methods. And I always tell all my clients this, Mr. Russell, and that's very, very simple. There's nothing will replace human contact. That's just powerful. But when you're moving forward and you need to be online, you need to put it into your ecosystem. Explain to my listeners, how do you do that?
Yeah, so that's a great point, because I tell people all the time, like, it's nothing that can replace human contact. And even with your online marketing, you want to add that human touch there. So some people say, well, Mark, well, I don't want to put myself out there. I'm kind of a personal person. Well, I get that. But people do business with people they know, people they like, and they trust. That will never change. So, like, within your social media, you got to infuse who you are. So when people go to my social media, I'm pretty transparent. People know that I have a family. People know that I travel. People have been watching my stuff this past couple weeks. They know that I had a brother who passed. I mean, I had a lot of stuff going on, and I share that type of stuff, and that creates more connectivity for people. So now when I speak to somebody on the phone about working together, they're not like, okay, this is a stranger, because a lot of times we've heard that you got to have 7 touches for somebody to buy. And in some ways that's still true, but within social media, you can actually do those touches multiple times. They could have saw 3 or 4 of your social media posts. They could have went through your marketing system. They could have got an email blast from you, or I won't say email blast, but an email from you. They could have saw an ad from you. So that was like 7 touches within a 24-hour period. Now, offline, same thing. You probably have to have a certain amount of touches. But if you're doing like one-on-one, like referral type stuff, that's great. But it just limits the leverage there. Like, because you can, unless you're speaking like to big crowds and stuff like that. But if it's like a one-on-one thing, it's still the human psychology piece. It's still like creating that know, creating that like, creating that trust, discovering where people's pains are. Because in online marketing, you can create pieces of content, whether that's a video sales letter or a webinar or whatever, and you're still hitting on the pain. You're hitting on the pains that you know they're having. You're hitting on the desires that you know they're having. And then you create that bridge. And it's like, okay, here's how we get you to that other side. Here's the solution. And then when you're speaking to somebody in person, it's still the same exact process. It's still like figuring out where they are. You letting them talk, letting them tell you about where they are. And then like, okay, here's where you want to go. Here's what's stopping you, and here's the bridge, which is the offer that helps you get there. So it's the same process. Online just kind of gets you the ability to get in front of more people at one time in a leveraged way, and it helps you filter through a lot, like in an automated way, versus kind of having to just talk to a whole lot of people and depend on referrals and that type of thing. So it's a lot of the same thing. The online piece just gives you more leverage. I would say it just gives you more leverage than kind of on the offline way.
Right. It allows you to reach more people in a shorter period of time, because, you know, as a human, we can only be in one place at a time. So it expands that, and that's a great thing that you said right there. So that was very powerful. Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Bashani Magazine. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Benny the Voice, a.k.a. The Sexiest Voice in America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just messing with you. And we'll speak into our Marquell Russell. You know, I call him the Automator. That's just how I get. That's just my nickname for him. I call him the Automator. Tell me what you have learned, Marquell, about automation, because there's a lot of softwares out there, right? You know, the Infusionsoft, Contact, and whatnot. But what I've learned, nothing works unless you work it. You know, I think one of the most important things I've ever told clients is that if you don't build the list, you really don't have, you're not inviting people into the door. It starts somewhere, you know, because you could have 5,000 friends and you can't raise a dollar. you know what I mean? And I tell people, don't get caught up in the numbers. So my question to you, what is your advice to the people that get caught up into the numbers? I don't know if you was aware, there's a young lady, she has more than 1 million YouTube subscribers and she's about to be homeless. You know, and those are people who subscribe, you know, to the video. But I always tell clients that, you know, if it's not a paid subscription, it's just followers. What is your take on it? Because if you got 1 million YouTube subscribers, somehow you'd be able to make enough money there to be all right, right?
Absolutely. The biggest thing I learned is that it's not the tool. It's the person who handles the tool, and it's a strategy in which the person handles the tool.
Boy, you better preach. Take them back to church. You need to repeat that back over again, brother. I don't. There were some people walking in the church before they sat down. I don't think they heard what you just said. Can you repeat that again for them late drivers?
100%. It's not the tool. It's the person who handles the tool and the strategy in which the person handles the tool.
Boy, you go ahead. Yes, church will be into like 2 p.m. today. I just want you guys to know, Pastor Russell is going to make this happen. Go ahead, Pastor.
No, because I'm going to be honest with you. You can give me all the tools in the world. You can give me the tool built with all the tools, supplies, and everything, but I'm not going to be able to come in and fix the engine in your car. I'm not going to be able to come in and fix your toilet. I'm not going to be able to come in and build your house. I don't care if you give me all the tools. That's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. So online, you got all the internet marketing gurus who tell you that this is the latest, greatest tool. It's going to make your life even better. It's going to help easier, blah, 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 whatever. I speak to people all the time. They'll come to me and they want a marketing system built out or whatever. They want to generate more leads. And they're like, well, man, you know, I got ClickFunnels, or I got this tool and I got that tool, but they're not making any money. I'm like, well, you got all the tools. You spend $400 or $500 a month on tools, but not going to make any money because you think it's the tool. But in reality, you only require one or two tools online to build a $1 million business. But it's the route in which you build a tool. ClickFunnels is definitely just a tool. If we're talking about ClickFunnels or any other tool, they're amazing tools, but the tool not used right is a tool like that just going to waste, right? So the biggest thing is like the strategy, 100%, because a lot of entrepreneurs think tactically. But you really got to think strategically. How do we come in here and strategically use this one or two tools to take somebody from stranger to paying client? And it doesn't take all these tools that most people think. That's the biggest thing. And I used to get sucked into all the tools. I'm a sucker for a good sales letter. Well, I was at one point. I probably still am. But I thought I used to have all these different tools, but it's not necessary. It's really about simplification and then using the main ones that really, you know, move the needle for you.
Very powerful. I always tell people that I don't buy any tool that can't pay for itself within the 30 days. That's just me. That's personally, everybody has their thing. But if I buy a tool and it can't pay for itself, I don't care about the profit just right away, but I need it to pay for itself within the first 30 days. If it can't do that, then either there's something wrong with me using the tool or the tool is just not the one I need for what I'm trying to accomplish. So I definitely appreciate that. I want to spin it here for a second. I love your transparency about what you went through. And, you know, when you was talking about, you know, your thing in lockdown or whatever, let me ask you something. For those young men out there and young women who maybe be making rash decisions, what is your advice to them? Because I know you speak to a lot of the youth. I've seen some of your things online, et cetera, et cetera. What is your advice for them, you know, in making these rash decisions that can affect them the rest of their life. Sometimes people don't make it out.
Absolutely. So one thing I tell my kids, and even the youth I work with, is that decisions plus decisions plus decisions equals your life. And it's all about decisions we make or decisions we don't make. So it's real about just sitting back and, so for example, a lot of the kids I speak with, they want to make money, well, they say they want to make money. And a lot of times that kind of leads us into the streets because we don't really know what else.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I was in the streets, I didn't realize that if you sell, like, we're going to just use drugs, for example. Let's just talk about that. So, if you can sell drugs, and I tell them to them straightforward. If you can sell drugs, you already understand marketing because you got to get the product.
I'm sorry, brother. I totally know what you're saying, but that is, it's just how you said it. It's just like, yeah, okay, bro. All right. No, I told you Pastor Russell's in the house, y'all. Let's go.
No, we already understand marketing. We understand leadership. We understand some level of critical thinking. We understand sales. We understand customer service because you got to continue to come back. You know, we understand product development depending on what field we're in. I mean, so we understand these specific things. We just don't really know how to put that into anything else. So when I went from the street to doing like artist management, I was still doing marketing and branding. I didn't know it was called marketing and branding. I was just doing it because I was passionate and I could push stuff and I knew how to talk. Like people say, I got the gift of gab or whatever that means, but I could talk to people. I could finesse some stuff when I need to make a move. So when I went from that into the field of me and now, it's all still sales. It's all still marketing. It's all still relationship building. It's all still the same exact thing. And a lot of times I tell these young cats, I'm like, look, man, you selling this. You can make this. Okay, you're selling this, you're investing this, you're making this. But you get caught with this, now you're looking at 5, 10, maybe 15 years. But you can take that same thing and invest it into something more positive. Whether maybe you like doing your own radio platform. Maybe you see yourself being in radio. You don't got to go down to your local radio station and figure out how do you get in. You reach out to Mr. Benny Randall and figure out how can you get your show put on his platform. Like, it's all there. It ain't no excuses. Like, you want to get into the music industry? You don't got to run a record label. You can go ahead and start leveraging YouTube and start putting your own stuff out using Instagram, if that's what you want to do. You want to start a business? There's multiple different ways to do it. And you can make some real money, and you never have to worry about anybody taking it from you. Because if you build something and it's legitimate, you don't got to worry about people coming to lock you up and stuff like that. And you make instantly more money if you was doing real estate, if you was doing all your online radio show, you were selling your own product. Versus trying to sell drugs here and there, worry about a drop coming, worried about somebody robbing you, worrying about all the different stuff. I mean, it's just way less stress, man. You sleep better at night, you know. And I kind of just paint that picture for them and just show them, like, here's the option. And I always tell them straightforward, hey, after we have this conversation, even at my event, I tell the kids, after today, you won't be able to look up 5 or 10 years from now and say that you didn't know, because now you know. Now it's going to be up to you to take advantage of the information I'm sharing with you, plug into our ongoing support or whatever, and let us help you. Or you can still go out and make stupid decisions. I'm not telling y'all not to go out and join gangs and not sell drugs and all that. If that's what you decide to do, go right ahead. But you won't ever say you didn't know, because I'm giving you the option to not go that route. We can go a different route, a more productive route, and a more process route, but it's totally up to you. So now I just let them decide which route they want to go, and then, you know, we go from there. Because me, I just didn't know, right? A lot of times, a lot of stuff I did. Some stuff I knew and I was just hard-headed. But then some stuff I didn't know till later on. But I didn't make no excuse. I didn't say my dad wasn't around, or, you know, I just was like, hey, let me just take what I got and let me work with that to create, you know, what it is that I want.
Very, very powerful. I always tell people there is no, if you got excuses, it's because you don't have results. If you got results, it's because you don't have any excuses. I don't believe nobody's in charge of your success or failure except you, point blank. You know, the experience is the thing that's allowed us to grow, because we don't grow when everything is good, Mr. Russell. We only grow when it's painful. That's when, you know, like when you break up with that girl, that was your first girlfriend and whatnot. Now you say, hold up. You start wondering, what did I do wrong? What did she do wrong? And how could I not do that next time? You know, so it's you know, the profit is in the pain. I don't care what nobody tell you, you know. So that's why I could appreciate it, and that's why I wanted people to understand a whole how well-rounded you are, you know what I mean? And you're steadily evolving, and that's very powerful. And thanks for that shout out. I didn't pay him that for them, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to let y'all know that. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Mark Wells, you said you helped the company scale from $200K to $4 million in 1 year. Explain that.
Mm-hmm. So basically, a lot of companies are just leaving money on the table in a few different ways. And I'm sorry, I'll give you a couple of different ways. So number one, a lot of companies don't have their lead generation automated. So a lot of times they're relying on referrals, they're relying on, you know, networking or whatever the case may be. So that's not one way. They don't have to automate the lead generation automated. Number two, they don't have premium price offers. So I'm gonna give you an example of like a recent conversation I had. Mm-hmm. So I had a gentleman reach out, and I posted about it yesterday, actually. So he reached out, and they had this offer that they were selling from a webinar. It's a $1,000 product. And we had a conversation. I helped them lay out their back-end process. And for those of you who don't or aren't familiar with like a back-end process, it's like, what's your premium price offers after your clients buy something? So their initial offer was $1,000 from a webinar. So I helped them craft out a $5,000 offer, which would be like a coaching program. And then they're going to have a $25,000 offer and a $50,000 offer. But just with the $5,000 offer, after they buy on the webinar, now they have a call with them and they enroll them into their $5,000 program. So we made a couple simple tweaks in that process. And what happened was they did about $120,000 in extra revenue in about 90 days. And that wasn't even like full throttle. That was just like a testing phase. That's an extra $40,000 a month. So even if it just stayed that way for the next 12 months, that's what an extra $408,000. That's like an extra $500,000 to the bottom line. And that's not even, that doesn't even require any more paid ads or anything, because that's just all gravy revenue from the front end revenue. So that's an extra $500,000 to the bottom line, you know, and that's without us even, you know, throwing any more gas. So in terms of this question you asked about the other business, the biggest thing they were having was on their funnel that they had in place, their marketing, so I don't really like to use the word funnel because it's a little bit deeper than that, but with their marketing system process, their landing page wasn't converting the way it could have been. It was converting okay. It was converting at like 10 or 12%. Ideally, we like to let it be at least 20%. So we made a couple simple tweaks on her page. And we actually doubled her conversion, which, of course, when we double her conversions on her landing page, that doubles the amount of leads, that doubles the amount of sales, and then we just do that over and over and over again. So now we've essentially doubled the business just by fixing one thing on the front end. And a lot of people would just kill the whole funnel, they'll kill the ad, but we zoomed out, looked at the whole funnel, looked at all the numbers, and we was like, okay, this is where our breakdown is. We fixed that one thing, and that essentially doubled the entire business.
Very, very powerful. Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Bashani Magazine right here on BashaniRadio.com. This episode is sponsored in part by NYCVirtualOffice.com. Get the address you can trust for more than less than a dollar a day. No setup fees, no deposit, no contract. Make sure you get them a call at 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000. And BuddyGab.com. If you need a friend to talk to, go to BuddyGab.com. BuddyGab.com. And we thank for their support. We are talking to the extraordinaire. I call him the automator. Mr. Markwell Russell, and he's dropping some gems here. And just in case you miss church tomorrow, he has a sermon up in here, so you don't need to rewind this and just play this over and over again as he dropped these jewels on here. Mr. Russell, you say how Marquez turned $326.53 into $7,000 and hit his first milestone of 10K. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, so Marquise, he was basically, his biggest thing was he was struggling to increase his pricing. So he didn't really see the value in charging more. So he started working with us. I was like, hey, man, you could be charging at least $7,000 for this. Well, no, actually, I was like $7,000, but he ended up going about $4,000. So he was like, okay, $4,000. So he started working with us. We helped him put together a system so he can start attracting clients, because he had been selling stuff online before, but it had always been like, you know, lower price stuff. He didn't really, it was just kind of, I guess, the belief level. He was having some resistance there with charging what he really could charge. So we helped him put together the system. We helped him structure the offer. We helped him start generating leads and actually show him the whole enrollment process. And now he started having people start paying him $4,000 and $5,000 for the offers. So we did a test run. We did about $326 in ads, or $316 or something like that in ads on Facebook. He did a couple calls, had people start buying. And the cool thing was, he actually had people who had already been buying his lower price stuff quickly upgrade to his higher price stuff. And they told him that, man, we were surprised you hadn't already had something like this. We were surprised you weren't already charging a premium price, or at least had an offer where you charge a premium price. They were looking to spend more money, but he just didn't have an offer in place. So that's a huge nugget for all the business owners who are listening right now. If you don't have something premium price in your business, you should, because there's always at least 10% who want to buy the premium stuff. Just like first class flight, just like, you know, upgrades at the hotel, it's always a percentage who want the best. So you got to have it in place.
I definitely understand that. All the years of coaching, that you know, a lot of time people don't know their worth. They don't know how much they undercharge because they think they're doing the world a better thing by keeping it inexpensive when it's valuable. So that I can appreciate that. Let me ask you this, Mr. Russell: when is the best time to outsource your marketing?
I would say the best time to outsource your marketing is when you at least have an understanding of, like, what you want. So you don't have to understand how to run Facebook ads, how to build funnels, anything like that. You just got to be clear on what it is that you want. So now when you go speak to someone, you kind of got an idea of the outcome that you want to have. And it's always cool to have some type of data, like you've already, you know, done some marketing or whatever, you don't necessarily have to. But at least know what you want, and then at least have a product or service that you know will actually sell. Because the thing is, and there's a lot of different things you got to have in place. A lot of times some people may have hired somebody to do their Facebook ad, and the Facebook ads may not convert. But it's like multiple different reasons why the Facebook ads aren't converting. Sometimes it's not even the Facebook ad. Sometimes it's your funnel that it's not right. It could be your messaging. It could be your offer. It could be the sales process on the back end. And then the person who's running your ads, that's not necessarily their responsibility to make sure your offer is right, to make sure your salespeople can sell, to make sure your funnel is intact. Most agencies don't even do anything with your funnel. And also make sure your whole business model is intact. And those things aren't in place. It don't matter how much traffic you run. It don't matter which agency you get to run traffic. It still ain't going to work. So you got to make sure you got that stuff. So that's why our agency, our main thing we're focused on is building out the marketing system and making sure it works, making sure the email files in place, make sure the messaging and everything is on point. Because that way, when it comes down to run traffic, regardless if we're running traffic or you get somebody else to run it or you run it yourself, you have a system in place that's going to convert and be profitable, versus you coming up and we just start running ads on a system that you may have duct taped together or had somebody else put together who didn't know what they was doing. Now we're just pretty much wasting your money. So that's the biggest thing. Understand that and making sure your business model is intact, making sure your marketing system is intact and all that stuff. Because now when it comes down to run ads, everything is like you put in a dollar, you get out $2 to $4 or more. So that's the biggest thing.
Now you say how to guarantee that all of your marketing is profitable. Give my listeners two examples of how to guarantee that all of their marketing is profitable.
So one way to guarantee your marketing is profitable is to have a premium price offer. So when I say premium price, I like to say anywhere from $3,000 on the very low end to $10,000 or more. Because when you have a premium price offer, you can invest more into advertising. So I'm gonna give you an example. So let's say your biggest competitor, their highest priced product, the main product they're selling, is $500. So they can only invest up to $500 to get a new customer. And not really not even that if they don't have something else to sell. So if their $500 thing is the only thing they have to sell, they can really only invest up to $400 or $450 to get a new customer. And they'll still be $50 to $100 in profit, and they can scale that out. But if your thing is $5,000, let's say you got a $500 thing and then a $5,000 back end, or your main offer is $5,000 for your program, your product, your coaching program or service or whatever, you can invest way more into paid ads to get that customer. So I think it was Dan Kennedy says that the person who can pay more for the customer wins, because now you can go in there and dominate your whole market because you know your numbers, you know your back end, like, hey, my thing is only $5,000, their thing is $500, they can only invest so much into getting this customer. While they can only invest $400 or $450 to get a $500 customer, we can invest up to $2,000 or $2,500 to get a $5,000 client, and we're way more profitable. So that's one way to have a more premium price offer in place. Number two is I would always recommend activating like omnipresence multi-channel marketing. So when I say omnipresence multi-channel marketing, that's like once somebody comes to your page or they opt into your funnel and become a lead, they don't necessarily, they may not buy right then. Most business owners, that's what they're marketing in. They don't have any email follow-up. They don't have any retargeting campaigns going on. They're not leveraging like messenger marketing. They're not doing any text marketing. They're not doing anything. So for example, if somebody comes in contact with some of our marketing online, they opt into a lead, they go to a landing page, they go to our website, over the next 7 to 30 to maybe 90 days, they're going to consistently see ads in their news feed from us, whether that's on Instagram, whether that's with stories, whether that's through Messenger, whether that's through email marketing, whatever the case may be, you got to consistently stay in front of people because now you become relevant. Now you become top of mind because now when they are ready to buy, you're top of mind. So it's like only 10% typically are ready to buy right now when they just come across you. Most people drop the ball and forget about the other 90%. But now when you keep that market and keep them warmed up, now you continue to monetize them. So number one, having a premium price offer. And then number two is activating the omnipresent multi-channel marketing sequences into your business.
Very, very powerful. And you said something within what you were saying, and I want to follow up on that. How important do you think, I asked you about the list earlier, but one thing I've found in all these years of helping people is that a lot of people wait till they actually need their clients before they actually create a relationship with them. When I say clients, meaning customers and things like that. People put out a book and then all of a sudden think everybody and their mom is supposed to buy it, and then they realize that's just not a fact. And because they have not built a communication line, whether that be a drop-in page, whether that be a landing page, whatever it be over a period of time, they often find themselves struggling. How important is it, in your thoughts, to build an audience before you need them?
I think it's hugely important because when you build an audience, it's like, so it's kind of like Oprah, right? Oprah built an audience to a point where any author can go on her show and be like, hey, I'm recommending this book, and then go, it immediately goes bestseller. So like, it's important to build that audience. And when you build an audience, make it all about value. So like a lot of people say, when they go to their, somebody go to their website, they say, join my newsletter. Like nobody wants to join in the newsletter. Or, you know, out there here for weekly tips. That doesn't really mean anything. So, like, you got to give somebody something of extreme value and then continuously give people stuff of extreme value, whether that's a podcast, whether that's a radio show, whether that's a Facebook Live, whether that's a YouTube video, whether that, whatever it is, continuously give value. So now when it comes down for them to buy, now you can make an offer like, hey, you know, if you like all of this, you will love this. Check this out. Because now people are thinking, oh my God, if all of this random stuff is free stuff is this good, I can only imagine what it's like to buy a course. I can only imagine what it's like to go to this event. I can only imagine what it's like to work with a person in this coaching program if his free stuff is this good. So you really got to wrap what I call, I'm not learning this from one of my mentors, wrap a blanket of goodwill around the marketplace. So now when it comes down to make an offer, it's almost like it's not even selling. It's like, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. You know, if you like my other stuff that I've been giving you so far, you're going to absolutely love this. You know, go check it out. And now it's like a no-brainer. So I think it's hugely important to do that.
Very, very powerful. I'm just, you know, just a side note. I'm like Bert off Goodman. None of my stuff free. So I'm just joking, though. I'm just messing with y'all people. I'm just messing with you. Markel, let me ask you something. Give my listeners three things that they can do to start converting customers to cash in the next 24 hours.
Three things to convert customers to convert basic client prospects and cash in the next 24 hours. Cool. From customer to cash in 24 hours. Got it. Number one is I will get crystal clear on two things. Number one, who's your dream client? Who do you want to work with? Who's your dream client? That's number one. Number two, this is still step one. So number one, get clear on who you want to work with, and also get clear on who you don't want to work with. Because in your marketing, you want to attract people you do want to work with, and you want to repel the people you don't want to work with. So that's number one. Get crystal clear on that. Number two, I want you to decide what's the most extreme valuable thing that you can give your dream client. Like what's the thing that you can give them that's going to really help them go from where they are now to where they want to be? I'm going to give you a hint. They don't want another book. They don't want another course. They don't want another membership site. They want the thing. So if you're in the relationship industry and you help people get better relationships, people want a better relationship. They don't want another book on relationships. They don't want another course on relationships. People don't want another course or book on fitness. So how can you help people get that outcome they want in the fastest period of time? Maybe that's for some personal access. Maybe that's for a $10,000 coaching program or some consulting or whatever the case may be. What is that thing that's going to create the most transformational value for your audience, like in the shortest period of time? So I'll get crystal clear on that. So that's number two. Figure out what that's going to be. What's the price point? And if you lean in between two prices, like I think $5,000, I'm thinking $10,000, go with the higher one. Start with the higher one, and then if you need to work your way down, then do that. But start high. So that's number two. And then number three, to Mr. Ronald's point earlier, we can never substitute personal interaction. So number three, what I would do is I would put out, if you got an email list or a Facebook audience or a group or whatever, I would say, hey, look, for the next 72 hours, I'm actually doing some personal consultation with some personal strategy sessions. I wouldn't even call it a consultation, personal strategy session, where I'm going to help you know how to game plan to do X, Y, Z. So if they want to get a better relationship or attract guy their spouse or, you know, get ripped out, blah, 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 make more money in the business or whatever you provide, I'm going to provide a strategy session to help you do X, Y, Z over the next 90 days. Especially now is the perfect time because it's what, October? So, hey, if you want to go into the new year full steam, I want to have a call with you to really map out, because most people are going to wait to January to start setting the New Year's goals. What I'm going to do is I'm going to help you map out a game plan now. So now you go into the new year 90 days ahead of all your competitors. So let's schedule a call. I'm going to hop on the phone with you, help you map out a game plan. And then if you want my help helping you implement it, we can talk about some of those options. But if not, you know, you at least should still have the game plan. So that's number. And then I would invite them to schedule a call with you where you get on the phone with them, figure out where they are right now, really get clear on that. Number two, figure out where they want to go. And like, okay, great. So based on what you're saying, here's where you are. Here's where you want to go. Here's what's holding you back. I can definitely help you with that. If you can genuinely help them with that. And if you can genuinely help them with that, you say, okay, I can definitely help you with that. Would you like me to tell you how that would look? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And then you kind of tell them what the offer looks like. And then they're going to ask you, well, how much does that cost? And then you tell them $10,000 or whatever the price point. So if you follow those three steps, that's a foolproof process. I promise you that.
Very, very powerful, man. We're getting down to the last few minutes, man. This has been extraordinary interview of you adding value to people's lives, and I can appreciate that. You said something within your communications early when you're in your answer, and I think it's imperative to go back to it, and that is a lot of entrepreneurs do not know who their target is. And number two, when and if they do find a target, they undervalue their services so they don't get the maximum input from that. I worked with a client one time, and this person was coaching like 12 people and making less than $1,200 for the entire group. And with a few adjustments, I had her do some things. And that turned around to her coaching four people and making triple which he was making with 12 people. So then she was able to add a little bit more value to those four than, you know, less value and less revenue to those 12. Let's talk about entrepreneurs understanding what they are worth.
Got it. So here's what I found. A lot of people think that they're selling their time, their product, or their service. But in reality, you're not selling either one of those. But a lot of times people get caught up on selling those things. That's why they don't see them as valuable. So for example, they may sell their book for $20. I've seen people sell books for $1,000. The first book I bought online on marketing, it was a $40 ebook. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a PDF. So I spent $40 on a PDF. People download PDFs for all the time, right? I paid $40 for it. Because in the marketing, they sold me on what would it do for me. So why does a relationship coach, some of them should charge $100 an hour, while this other relationship coach is charging $10,000? What's the difference? The one who's selling a $10,000, they're selling the outcome. The one who's just charging $50 to $100 an hour, they're selling the fact that, well, I'm just going to help you with your relationship or whatever. But the person who's selling the premium price, they know what they're really selling. They're selling the fact that we're saving these people marriage. We're actually eliminating the possibility of them having to break up their kids, right? And their kids having to go through the depression and all the emotional stuff they're going to have to go through by seeing their parents, you know, divorced. They're preventing these two people actually fighting. They've been in love their entire lives. Now they're fighting, going back and forth. They're eliminating that. They're eliminating all the lawyer fees going to come from that. They're eliminating all the stress and so forth that's going to come with court. They're eliminating all of that. So that's what I'm really saving you. So if a personal trainer, they're selling not just coming to the gym and working out. They're actually selling you're going to have ripped abs. You're going to be able to go to the beach and take off your shirt without being embarrassed. You're going to be able to take off your clothes around your spouse without you not having to turn the lights off. You're going to be able to walk into the room and now your spouse, even if they're watching the game, they're going to turn the game off and turn around and look at you just like they did when you guys first met. Those are the type of benefits they're selling versus just the small tangibles. So a lot of times, most entrepreneurs aren't selling the outcome. They're selling like what it is versus what it does. And when you shift from selling what it is to what it does, that's when the real transformation happens. That's really where the big paydays come in. And that's really where you never have to worry about where leads and clients are going to come from.
Very, very powerful, man. Very powerful. So let me ask you, I call it a hot button question. Mr. Russell, what's the difference between a Bentley and a Toyota? They're both cars. They both get you to the place you want to go if they're brand new. I'm just saying. But what's the difference? Why is a Bentley so much more expensive than a Toyota, and they do the same thing?
I would say the Bentley just creates a different feeling. So, like, I would say most people, you know, buy the special Bentleys and so forth because of the feeling it gives you, the feeling when they pull up to the valet, how they feel like it makes other people feel about them. So I think that's the biggest thing versus a Toyota. Toyota, of course, but just at all of Bentley, or you drive a Bentley, it just kind of, it's the feeling that it creates. I would say that's the biggest thing.
Very, and here's the reason why I asked you that question, because you were talking about value. And I'm going to give you the short answer of that. And that is a Bentley is handmade, okay, where a Toyota is assembly made. There's a lot of features and time when you're getting one done for you that, you know, everybody can't do it per se. Now, here's the reason why I asked you that question, because you were talking about the value, you know, we put on ourselves and whatever. It's based on the quality and the experience that creates value. And you made a great point between the book and the individual who sells the outcome. Because how many times have people read the book and never got the outcome?
Right.
You understand? So that there is value in the quality of the outcome, meaning the experience that an individual. So I brought that up to say that if you go into your entrepreneurship, acting, setting yourself up, assembling yourself like a Toyota, that's what you will get. And now, don't get it wrong. There is nothing wrong with a Toyota. I'm just, and everybody don't have to have a Bentley. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying that if you go in with the mindset of creating and adding value to an individual's life with an experience that can help them, because, you should know by now, Mr. Russell, it's one thing talking to somebody who's trying to make money versus somebody who already made money. There's two different conversations, right? So see, there's two different conversations, right? And so the thing I want to bring home here is this. It's imperative, like you said, that people identify who their target is. It's imperative that they have clarity on what they're trying to accomplish. It's imperative that they focus on the outcome, as you said, and I thought that was extraordinary. So I can appreciate what you're doing, which is why I invited you on this show, because I think you add a lot of value, and I believe, being who you are will attract that type of experience. I'm only moved personally by action. I'm really not moved by, what you gonna do, shoulda, woulda, coulda, because I found it amusing when people say, oh man, I'm writing my book, I'm gonna be done in 6 months. Then why are you talking about it? Exactly. I'm saying? Like, I'm not moved by that stuff. Or, oh, you get ready with you in 90 days, and you gonna see what I'm doing. I'm doing a whole evaluation and whatever. Like, then why don't you talk about it in 90 days? It's imperative, so I can appreciate you doing it. We get down to the last 5 minutes, Mr. Russell. Your final thoughts.
My final thoughts is that, first off, I want to thank you so much for having me on here. I definitely appreciate you. I know your platform was valuable. You put a lot of work into it, so I appreciate and honor you for even bringing me on to share with your audience. So I'm grateful for you for that.
You're welcome, brother.
Secondly, My final thoughts is right now we're living in the greatest time in history to be alive. And so at so many levels, a lot of times people get so caught up in the politics and they get caught up in the media and what this celebrity is doing, what celebrity is doing. And I get it. I hear you. But like right at our fingertips, you can literally create whatever it is that you want, only if you decide what it is that you want. You find somebody who's done that, pay them to teach you to do it, and then you follow the steps. I mean, it's really that simple. But we've got to get clear on what it is that we want and understand that we're not in a place of lack. Like, we're surrounded by more abundance than anything. We're surrounded by abundance of information. We're surrounded by abundance of resources. We are surrounded by abundance of connections. We're surrounded by abundance of money. Like I was telling somebody the other day, right? And I tell people this all the time, right? Some people say there's a lack of money. I'm like, that's the biggest piece of BS you ever hear. Because in reality, there's more money in circulation right now than there ever has been in the history of the world. Because at one point, it was on the gold standards. They could only print so much. Right now, they can print however much they want to print. And then a lot of it is digital anyway. So it's like you can swipe a card and it's just digital. So it's like there's really no excuses. You got to decide what it is that you want. Go do it and get it done on your own. Or find out somebody who's actually created that and then pay them to help you do it. So like, for example, and I got to use Mr. Ronald again. If you always want to, you say, okay, I want to be a voice, I want to do it by my own show, why go out and search YouTube and Google trying to figure out how to do stuff on your own? Don't go buy another course. You reach out to Mr. Randall and say, hey, man, how do I do this? How do I get into this radio world? Then you find out whatever he's going to charge you to help you do it, pay the man, and then follow the process that he teaches you. I mean, it's really that simple. My closing remarks, I know it's long, but we are in the greatest time in the history of the world, and it's just an amazing time to be alive. So take advantage. And I'll close with this. I tell people when I speak at events, 50 years from now, we're going to be sitting on our porch talking to our grandkids. And we're either going to have one or two conversations. One conversation is going to be, man, baby, 50 years ago, this thing called the internet came around. You know, people was making tons and tons of money. And I wasted time. I kept doing stuff that I thought worked, and I just totally missed out on it. Or your conversation going to be, baby, 50, 60 years ago, this internet thing came around. I got my business going. I stopped overthinking. I jumped in the game, built an amazing business, really maximized this thing, stopped making excuses. And now this is the life that we've created, and you're going to never have to worry about money again. But it's up to us which conversation we're going to have. So that's my closing remarks, Mr. Ron.
Mr. Russell, how can people listening to you reach out to you, my friend?
The fastest way to get in touch with me, you can go to marquellrussell.com. That's MarquellRussell.com. I got a ton of free content over there for business owners and entrepreneurs. And if you're a business owner or entrepreneur who wants our team to build you out an automated marketing system, or you just want to kind of explore that, go to getbigticketclients.com. So that's getbigticketclients.com, and that's our agency site, so you can go over and check it out. But I'm all over Instagram, Facebook. I'm a real person. I believe in human connections. Shoot me a message. I'll reply back personally. I'm here. Just let me know how I can help you. Let me know that you heard me on the show, and I'm more than happy to serve you and help you in any way that I can.
Very, very powerful. And we thank you for being here on Mashani Magazine, where we like to highlight and spotlight individuals that are adding value to people around the world. And I appreciate your candor. I appreciate your transparency. I appreciate, you know, your hustle. People say, you know, everything is a hustle. And what I mean, a hustle, the meaning, like, you know, get in where you fit in. You know what I mean? Whatever it is you do, that's what you do, but just be the best at it. So that way there is no differentiation who's one of the best. You know what I mean? So right. I can appreciate that. And I thank you for being here on Bashani Magazine, because that's the way I move, you know, because they know when I come through, I'm coming through hard, and I don't play homie. It's just how we do. What do we learn from Mr. Russell here today? And that is, most people need to get clarity. Most people and entrepreneurs need to know who their target client is. And number three, how they can add value to their lives. That's what Mr. Russell brought to us today. And I think what you can learn from his story, you know, clicks to clients, it's very, very, very simple. You attract high paying clients when you know what you're doing. It is just that simple. That is the secret. You gotta know what you're doing. You gotta create an ecosystem that allows that to happen, and you gotta work that ecosystem every day, not just on holidays, not just when you feel like it. You know, this young man, you know, went through an experience and he changed. He made the decision to change that experience into something that the whole world can learn from, and he holds no regrets. And that is very, very powerful. A father, a husband, and an entrepreneur. And we salute you right here on Bashani Magazine, Mr. Russell. Until next
Thank
time.
You, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Business Coach, a.k.a. Sexiest Voice in America. I said it. I own it. Now what? I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Do you ever wish you had someone to talk to? Well, Buddy Gab is here to solve that. So here's how it works. You simply choose to have a 30-minute or 60-minute conversation with your buddy. Your buddy will then call at your scheduled time, and then you have fun talking with your new buddy. It's as simple as that. You can choose how often you want to talk with your buddy and build a real human connection. Become a member today and find your buddy at buddygab.com. BuddyGab, when you need a buddy to talk to.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.